With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Flathead Lake remains healthy, mussel-free, and blue, according to the University of Montana's Flathead Lake Biological Station. Nikki Willett reports from the station's open house.
Station Director Jim Elser says across the board, data indicate Flathead Lake is in good health.
My fellow Montanans, the state of our lake is blue. That's good. We like a blue lake.
Elser delivered his annual State of the Lake address, highlighting some of the station's research, like the Citizen Science Project in partnership with the Flathead Lakers to measure water clarity, which Elser says is an indicator of lake health as well as a boon to local property values.
In my opinion, the best thing about these data is that there's no trend. They just kind of bounce around. There's no long-term shift. It's not getting shallower.
But there are significant unknowns. While the biostation regularly monitors the lake's clarity, nutrient levels, and weather, Elser says no one is keeping track of septic systems that could be leaking waste around and into the lake. He says as much as 4% of the nutrients entering Flathead Lake could come from leaking septic systems, but he adds hard data is lacking.
It could be 5 times higher for all we know. We don't really know.
The Flathead Basin Commission recently recommended a bill to fund a study of how much septic systems are leaching into Flathead, Whitefish, and Echo Lakes. Elser also touched on his colleagues' groundbreaking research and development of sensors that can detect free-floating DNA. Elser says this technology can help lake managers in their effort to keep invasive species, like zebra and quagga mussels, out of Montana waters. These sensors can detect mussel DNA in the lake or in droplets on boats at inspection stations.
So we're able to show and demonstrate and probably measure the effectiveness of the cleaning operation that they use at these stations. And we'll be able, hopefully be able to tell who's got good procedures, who doesn't, who's got the thing working, who doesn't have it working. And you get the information right away. So it's very, very exciting.
Soon to be published research from the station's new environmental economist shows that the Salish-Kasanka-Kudlitsa Dam at the outlet of Flathead Lake could spend as much as $8.1 million annually in maintenance costs if mussels were to make their way into the dam's pipework. The biostation in recent years has pushed the envelope of early detection technology, which Elser says could help the state stave off a costly mussel infestation.
And to me, even if it's a generation, it'd be worth it.
In Yellow Bay, I'm Nikki Willett, Montana Public Radio.